Since the beginning of radio, many Americans have relied on morning programs to start their day. One of the most popular morning shows, Don McNeil's Breakfast Club, was on the air from 1933 to 1968. It was broadcast nationally from Chicago on the NBC Blue Network, which became ABC at the end of 1944.
Time to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, the American Broadcasting Company's Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to ya. We woke up bright and early. Just a howdy do ya. Coffee's on, the cereal, the bacon, and the skillet. Eddie Valentine.
It was a remarkably funny and lighthearted way for somebody to wake up in the morning.
John Doolittle grew up listening to Don McNeil's Breakfast Club. Doolittle, who teaches broadcast journalism at American University here in Washington, has written a new book about McNeil and his program. The book comes with a compact disc that includes excerpts from the show.
So Breakfast Clubbers, keep on smiling out there. The Breakfast Club is on the air.
Doolittle says McNeil invited listeners to become participants in a morning ritual that would become a routine in their daily lives.
Every 15 minutes they would take a break and then start a new segment, calling it Another Call to Breakfast. And you could set your clock to when they would do things like march time.
March time around the breakfast table, the Spirit of America march, and a salute to the vets at Fort Howard Hospital, Sparrows Point, Maryland. Come on, everybody, march!
March time would be everyone would get up and march.
Everybody would
around
get up
the breakfast table.
And they would march around the breakfast table and I've read accounts of people's lives, and they grew up getting up from a table in the kitchen and walking around.
There was memory time.
There was memory time. Sunshine shower, where they would invite people to respond to a request for sympathy or understanding to people. And then there was a moment of silent prayer every morning at 8:20, I think, or 8:25.
The moment of silent prayer, each in his own words, each in his own way, McNeil would say.
For a world united in peace, let us bow our heads in prayer.
Amen, and if you want peace where you are, don't ever forget Don McNeil and the gang saying so long and be good to your neighbor.
And that began in 1944 during the war.
And some people would object to that and tell him so.
That's right, and when he began his television show on ABC television in 1950, a woman wrote in and said, I hope you're not going to do this silent prayer on your television show. And he said, well, I am, and I hope you join me in prayer.
But most of the program was very lively and very light. The humor was very light.
Exactly. And he would go down in the audience with his microphone and interview people who had written on a card before the show started that they had a funny joke to tell him, or they had met Don McNeil 15 years earlier and this is what he said, and now they're back. Or he would do these commercials and invite kids or people to participate. And I have one on the CD that goes with this book for Archway Cookies. And he's going to have this contest, and who's going to be able to eat the most cookies?
When I say go, start eating those Archway cookies. And when I'm through talking about them, we'll see who's eaten the greatest number.
I don't like them.
What?
I don't like them.
And they were such a nice sponsor, too. How do you know? You've never tried them.
What?
You just don't like any cookies?
Yes, I like some cookies.
But you don't... Don't like this particular brand?
No.
I see.
All right,
might get
some more.
All right. We've got some other kind of Archway cookies. How do those look, all right?
Terrible.
Are you there, Mother? I want to tell you about an elevator shaft we have.
Yes, he did a lot of audience participation, and it would backfire sometimes, but that just was more material for him.
That's right. He had an amazing ability. He wouldn't do a lot of monologues. He wasn't kind of an in-your-face guy, but he was a responder to people. So ordinary people would come up and say funny or interesting things, and he would have a great response, and he would mentor them on and off the mic. And it was a very entertaining program. If you wanted to see people like your neighbors, like yourself, who got a little, moment in the sun.
there is a word for this type of program, and I think schmaltz says it all.
Or corn.
Yes. This is a period piece.
But you know, Bob, they had very, very good music on the show. They had this staff ABC orchestra with them for the whole tenure of the show.
And very loyal musicians who enjoyed working with McNeil and stayed with him a long time.
Eddie Ballantyne was with him for 35 years, the orchestra leader. And good singers.
Well, it's time for Patsy Lee to sing a song that I hope applies to everybody here in the studio and everybody listening in. And I want you to tell them, Patsy, what it is.
I haven't got a worry in the world.
You're not kidding, kid.
I'm dancing with my honey. My honey's close to me. And I haven't got a worry in the world.
Listen to this and you identify immediately with the 30s, the 40s, maybe the 50s, but the fact that it lasted deep into 1968 is amazing.
Well, yes, and you could see how maybe by the late 50s the show had run its course and probably could have been taken off the air. But it was still selling to sponsors. Maybe there were not that many network shows available in the morning for sponsors to buy. ABC's lines were up. They had the network. And it wasn't until ABC goes to four individual tailored networks with special kinds of music and news that it becomes time to take the Breakfast Club off the air. But when they went off the air, they were still being carried by at least 300 stations and fully sponsored during part of that.
John Doolittle teaches broadcast journalism at American University here in Washington. His new book, Don McNeil and His Breakfast Club, also includes a CD with excerpts from the show.